So we will go ahead, get our meeting called to order. Mayor Blythe, will you do a roll call, please, sir?
Judge, I don't think he's on yet.
He hasn't joined yet, Judge.
Okay. Well, not withholding then, I will say that I will go ahead and declare that we do have a quorum. So we will go ahead and start our meeting. Our first item on the agenda would be our meeting minutes from our June executive meeting. They can be found on pages 1 and 2. We entertain any questions on those meetings, corrections? If not, would entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Thank you.
I'll second that motion, Judge.
Good to see you, Judge Williams. Hopefully you are healing very well.
I'm doing very well. I'm not 100%, but I'm real close. Thank you.
Good to see you, sir. So that being, we have a motion and a second on the floor. Are there any further discussions on the matter? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the meeting minutes, please signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. We will move on now to our report of attorney, Jacqueline.
Good evening, everyone. You will see on page 3 the June investment activity report. We had deposits from our tenant, $6,892.64. We had interest earned of $548.90, leaving us with a balance as of June 30 of $560,801.20.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Ms. Jackson. Does anyone have any questions over our report? Hearing none, would entertain a motion to approve.
I'll make that motion.
Second it.
Thank you, Judge. Thank you, Mayor. So we have a motion and a second on the floor to approve the financial report. Any further discussions? Very well. Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Same sign. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Next, we will move on to our credit card vouchers. Those should have been sent out to all of us via the Dropbox. Thank you again, Flynn. Any questions over the credit card vouchers? Hearing none, would entertain a motion to approve.
I'm moved.
I'll second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second on the floor to approve credit card vouchers. Any further discussion over those? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying
aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Same sign. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. We will move right on into our district staff report. Dr. Casher.
Thanks, sir. Just a couple of items here. I wanted to recognize some milestones that we've some of our employees have achieved here in the last quarter. Amanda Davis, 5 years of service. Sarah Eldridge, 5 years of service. Amy Glasscock, 15 years of service. Kelly Foster, 10 years of service. And Mary Milford, 10 years of service. So we congratulate all them and thank them for the contributions they make to this organization. And then just to advise you that Mike Riley of the WIOA, Workforce Investment Innovation and Opportunity Act Department, was recognized as our Employee of the Quarter. I can show you, or we'll probably post the actual award on the website later on, but Mike's been a valuable part in trying to build bridges not only within the communities but within the Area Development District as well. His department and community planning are working together in Estill County on a really important project, and so we thank Mike for what he did or what he is doing.
Awesome.
Well, I will ask a couple of, motions. First of all, we need an approval for the proposed memorandum of agreement. We expect to receive that from the Department for Local Government just as soon as the Economic Development Administration makes the announcement. But this basically lays out our participation in the grant funding we talked about. Each ad is getting $392,000 towards various areas of, related to COVID relief, resiliency, and plans to avoid this type of disaster, if you will, in the future. So I would need an action by the board to approve this and authorize either the judge or myself to execute that agreement when it does come down.
I'll make that motion, Judge Hunt from Boyle.
Second, Bertner from Winchester.
Thank you, Judge. Thank you, Mayor. So we have a motion and a second on the floor for authorization to sign this MOA once it comes down. Are there any further discussions or comments on it? Hearing none then, would ask for everybody that is in agreement to approve this, please signify by aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Same sign. Motion carries unanimously. We will get that signed once we have it.
Okay. Thank you. Also, I'll step back in a minute and let Celeste explain the aging allocations, but we're also asking that we surplus some property. You have a list there in your packets. There is no value to any of these as is. Some money, it would not make sense for us to advertise because the advertisement of surplus property would cost more than what the property is worth. We want to offer the surplus computers to any cities or counties that may be interested or special districts that may be interested. They are workable. They're just older, and I'm told that maybe $150 worth of improvements would give you a serviceable, not a super speed, but a serviceable computer. So the rest of it will be junked, but under no circumstances will any of these computers go to any private individuals or anything of that nature. They'll either be given to other local governments or junked.
Bob, this is Howard over in Boyle, and we had talked once before about having a place on your website, which is kind of like a marketplace kind of place. You know, I got a couple of cruisers. I would put on there. You'd put these computers on there and let somebody in across the district say, "Hey, let's come look and touch and feel and drive or whatever and see." I think this is a great opportunity to kind of kick that initiative off. I do know that if he might be online, Judge Hamilton's coming down day after tomorrow to look at a couple of cruisers I've got that are surplus. So I'm all for that, allowing you to surplus these in a way that goes to somebody that could use them however is best suited, in a public format.
Yes, thank you. Just an update on that. We expect for our next meeting in August to demo that for you all. James Wisenhunt's been working on that, and I guess we talked about a week or two ago, and he's got this fixed 6 ways from Sunday, and I'm excited about it.
And
so hopefully next month we'll be ready to go. Thank you, sir.
Very good. Thank you. So, Judge Hunt, would I entertain that as your motion?
Yes, please do. Consider that a motion to dispose of these within the public sector at the discretion of Bob Casher.
All right. Thank you, sir. So I have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second, Judge.
Thank you. I heard Judge Williams on a second. Thank you. Any further discussion or comments on this to give Bob authorization to surplus out these two, the entities aforementioned? Hearing no discussions, would all those in favor please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Same sign. Motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Surely. I'll turn that back over to you, Judge.
Okay. So we will move on now with our department updates, and we will hear first on our agent, and that is Ms. Celeste Collins.
Forgot to unmute. Sorry. Thank you. I have a couple of things. First, if you don't mind, I'll do our allocations. I think yesterday you received an additional email with a couple of attachments, and these are the allocations that we break down and send out to each of the counties for their senior center operations and the nutrition meal program. Jacqueline, correct me if I misspeak on any of this. She and Andrew worked very hard to get this pulled together for us before this meeting. But the first spreadsheet is the Title III CARES and COVID allocations. Those are not new allocations. We received that money, allocated it out in April and May. What this shows is just what their balance is out of those funds as of July. And we just did that as a courtesy to the counties so that they can kind of keep track of those additional funds that they have available to them. What I do need approval on is the sheet, and I apologize, I'm looking at this on my phone, so I'm having to blow it up here, is the sheet that is labeled Title III Allocations and Required Match. This is the breakdown of federal funds, state funds, and the required match for the Title IIIB Senior Center services, Title IIIC1, which is the congregate meals, and Title IIIC2, which is their home-delivered meals. And you can see this also includes our legal services that we contract out and our ombudsman program. But each county, you can see it's broken down by county and then by program. When I compared these numbers to last year's numbers, there's very little change. We might have had a reduction in one category in our federal funding, but then we got an increase in the state funding. So it essentially levels it out from last fiscal year. There's not a whole lot of, there's not a significant difference in the allocations that we received from last year. Are there any questions or any more information you would like for us to try and provide you on this?
Celeste, at an earlier meeting, a prior meeting, there was some discussion about whether or not we were going to have enough money, run out of money, and do these allocations indicate that we're good to go?
Well, actually, Jacqueline and Andrew are working on projections. The Department for Aging has requested that we try and figure out how far this money is going to be able to carry us. And we had a Zoom meeting with them yesterday, and once all of the regions get their projections into them, my understanding is their plan is to, if we're going to have a shortfall, their plan is to request additional funding to cover that shortfall through the federal government. So right now, that's what all of the regional financial folks are looking at, is trying to figure out if these funds are going to carry us through the end of the fiscal year to continue to feed the people that we're feeding now.
Okay.
Thank you. I don't have an answer for you other than that just yet. But by next month, by next meeting, we should have those projections finished and can give you a better picture on that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Very good.
Good question. Thank you. Any other questions? So this is an actionable item, if I am correct, and we need approval on the Title III allocations. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Would entertain a motion and a second to approve that, please.
So moved.
Thank you, Jerry.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mayor. So I have a motion and a second on the floor to approve this Title III allocations. Is any further questions or discussions? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Celeste. You have anything else for us, Celeste, or does that conclude your update? You may be on mute. We'll take that, then maybe she is now completed. So we will move on to our community planning update. Mr. Shane New.
Thank you, Judge. Community planning is currently working with about 90% of our staff hours coming from working from home. I think that that's been really successful. We've not seen production drop. In some cases, I think it's picked up. There's obviously areas of communication that may be a little bit less than in the past, but I think the team is doing really well. In fact, some of the software that Jeff Loma, our IT person, put in place, like Teams and Microsoft 365, has made a huge difference in having those in place and having staff previously trained on that. So we've been very fortunate with that. Also, of course, the Zoom has helped us keep the areas of communication fairly high. So we've had a little bit of an issue with our CDBGs this year, and some of the low to moderate income reports have come back not qualifying. So that was a little disheartening, but overall, I think we still have some very good projects that we're going to be running this year, and I think we'll have some success in the ones that we have remaining. Obviously, we've been doing quite a bit of Zoom meetings in the last 3 months, and in the last couple of days, we've actually seen that pick up a little bit on that as well, and I think because of the governor going back to the mandate of 10 people per meeting, that's going to probably continue to be pretty extensive and take up quite a bit of time with Tab and myself. And so we've been happy to do that, and we'll continue to be happy. If anybody has any needs in that, please let us know, and we're ready to ramp that back up without any issues at all. Broadband, we can continue to push forward on that. We've been waiting for a little while on the grant to kind of cycle through that we were awarded.
Jane, I think we've lost you, buddy.
Through the Governor's Agriculture. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I think the Extension office is running those as well. I know I'm getting the sign that my connection is unstable. But the Extension offices are currently in the process of meeting. I think Bourbon County has told us that they're available to meet fairly soon, and we're hoping that the other two counties will be able to meet to wrap up that grant real quickly. I would love to see the data come back from that, because we plan on rolling that out to the rest of the counties if that turns out to be successful. Really excited about the fact that we're hiring two new team members to help out in the
Might be losing you again.
Playing the EDA grant.
You're in and out on us, Shane.
The vagaries of virtual meetings.
We digress, so that's okay.
I guess just to finish up, Shane was talking about
the COVID grant that's going. Bob, can you hear me at all?
Just, you're breaking up.
I'm going to say that staff report is on pages 32 to 35, and with that, I'll send my staff report.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Does anyone have any questions for Shane that he may or may not be able to answer?
Just a question. I'm curious, since March the 15th, would you have any idea how many Zoom meetings you have arranged and organized for the cities and counties? Just a general idea about how many Zoom meetings that the ad has put together. Do you have any idea?
Mayor, we put that together, I think, last month, and I think it was 85, and that was for last month's meeting, Bob. Is that correct?
Yeah, that was last month, yeah. So we're over 100 now.
Oh, yeah, easily. And in fact, I would say probably more than that. I've probably done 10 or 15 myself between now and then. And in fact, we've done three or four in the last couple of days.
This is Tab. I can chime in on this one thing, because ever since the new governor's rules have come in, we started to get less and less requests. Well, now they're just flooding us. So it's picking right back up again. But I know we're well over 100.
Well, it's amazing. It's a great service. You all have done a wonderful job with it. I don't know where a bunch of us would be if we didn't have that ability to call and say, you know, help us out. It really is amazing.
Yes, sir. Yes. Good point. Thank you. So then we will move on now to our workforce update with Ms. Amy.
Thank you, Judge. I continue to be impressed with my staff. I'm really thinking outside the box with providing virtual trainings. They have a business minute each week, a resource minute, and a WIOA Wednesday. Last week in Danville, we had a career curbside day where we went out to the fairgrounds and several employers set up. We had about 39 cars come through interested in working for those employers that were there, and they got their information and found out how to apply for the jobs in that region. So we're hoping to do that in the county as well. As of right now, we don't have the times for when the career centers are going to open back up. We're working with the state on that to make sure that everything is ready and for the safety as far as COVID, as well as the safety of our staff. My understanding is over the next couple of weeks, they will be coming to the board to do the in-person unemployment insurance. I'm expecting it probably the week of August the 10th. So for the last 3 years, we've been having career centers in the Lexington area. One was just the career development office with the state, and one was the WIOA staff. So the career development office, which was located on Industry Road, where the Catholic Action Center is in Lexington, has now closed down completely. Those staff will continue to work from home. We are currently working to find a comprehensive career center here in Lexington. We have found a site that we think will be a perfect site for us if we can just get all the logistics worked out in a very short time here. We were awarded $1.1 million for the National Certificate of Worker Grant. We're calling it Project Defender. We are offering employment for some of the dislocated workers. It's temporary employment for up to 6 months. We are doing this to help provide employees to our senior centers. If any of your senior centers and directors haven't contacted me, there's a few that I haven't heard back from. I would love to get in touch with them and work with them to provide them at least 2 employees per county. We're also going to be training CNAs to be able to go and work as like the temperature screeners within any facility that needs it. For example, one of our staff said that they had a childcare facility that would really could use a CNA to come in and be the temperature screener and logging in and doing all the questionnaires and that sort of thing. And then we're hiring a crisis counselor for the career center as well. We are in the process of finalizing the work grant. I just talked to Mike Riley, and he will probably be submitting it either today or tomorrow. So we're about a week ahead of schedule, so we're pretty happy with that. We do have a new institute program that we're going to be starting. Even though we are going to still try to do this program. We're partnering with Danville High School, Phoenix Horizons in Scott County, Cambria Community in Madison County. To do this in-school youth program, and we'll be doing work experience opportunities with them, as well as providing them essential skills opportunities. We do have a new employee. Her name is Vanessa Adams. She took Hannah Gregory's position. Hannah was promoted a couple months ago to our quality specialist, and Hannah's been doing both jobs for a while, so I know she's happy to have our new assistant here. I did want to bring up we have purchased a new system for labor market information. I think it's really amazing. I provided Mayor Bertner with some information yesterday that it provides everything from unemployment insurance information, how many people, the unemployment rates, to how many people are job posting, economic forecast, economic overviews. There's lots and lots of different things that we can find out about each of your counties. Our hope with this program, it's brand new, so we're still learning it, is that each quarter we can provide you all with the economic update, and then through this we'll be able to do the needs assessments to be able to identify some skills gaps and that sort of thing in your counties in order to provide the necessary training that your county may need. So, and with that, I submit my workforce report.
Very good. Thank you, Amy. Does anyone have any questions for Amy? Sounds like you've been staying busy. Okay, hearing none, that will conclude our department updates. Does anyone have any other business that they would like to bring before us tonight? I would like to share something with you. Of course, it is uncertain times that we're going through with the COVID. And whether
people down till after six.
Whether people think that it's real or it's not is about the same as whether they think the speed limit, which would be 55 on the highway. They can think it should be 70 and drive 70, but you'll probably get a ticket if they do so. Whether people think this virus is real or not, we need to take certain precautionary measures, especially us being leaders, to help prevent this and to fight. Case in point, currently my office here in Anderson County is closed. Each one of my coworkers is quarantined. I'm the only person in our office that has not had to quarantine due to I was not exposed to this individual. Flood laws, planning and zoning, building inspection, board of zoning adjustments, finance officer, executive secretary, you name it, we have no one here. It's our job to try and protect and trying to lead, try to show these folks in our communities that this is real and this is how we handle it. So I urge you, please, as leaders in your community, make sure we're doing the right thing. I think our health department here is on the cusp of purchasing a billboard. And on top of the billboard, it's going to have a phrase of love thy neighbor, love yourself, mask up. We're going to be in this COVID pandemic for quite some time. The less that we do, the longer it will exist. And the more we do now, the quicker I think we'll get out of it. So I applaud you all, the ones that I've seen out, taking care of yourselves and your community. It's tough. It's hard. It's not easy, but it is simple. Wear a mask, wash your hands, do the right thing, social distance. I just implore to each and every one of us as leaders in our individual communities to continue to lead and to show by example. So I'll get off my soapbox about that, but it is near and dear to my heart. I will be the only one in my office for 2 weeks. If anyone wants to give me a call, please do so. I'll eventually get to your call. It took Bob and I probably 3.5 hours today to talk for 3 minutes. Trying to get in and out of phone calls. But ladies and gentlemen, it is real. It is here. And let's just do our part. So I thank you all for what you do. Any other business anyone would like to bring before us with these clubs? Okay, hearing none, I would like to personally thank each and every one of you for taking the time today to join us on this meeting. Keep in mind, we will have a full board meeting here at 5 o'clock, hopefully to see you guys again. That being said, this will conclude our meeting. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
So
second.
Motion and a second on the floor to adjourn. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We stand adjourned. Thank you all. We'll talk with you all soon. Stay safe.
Love it.